The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Sarah, who's been married to her husband for 4 years, but they've been together for a very long time, and he has a teenage son from a previous relationship that he doesn't... When's the last time you actually saw the son, Sarah?
Christmas.
Well, that's not too long ago.
And they're usually just a few visits through the year, for maybe a week or so at a time. Again, due to school and extracurricular activities and things like that. So the visits aren't so much the issue. It's the fact that because the visits are so rare, that I feel like the time in between is almost more important, and mm-hmm. that's where things are lacking.
Okay, so if it were up to you, how would you have your husband deal with the kid?
Weekly talks, you know, on the phone, at least once a week, if not more. And just to be more consistent in that area, you know, to have sort of a schedule, maybe, in that it's like, okay, we talk on this day, or at least we try to, and if we don't get to talk this day, then what about that day?
Have you suggested this to your husband?
Yes, we recently, we talked about it throughout our relationship, but about a month ago, we had a serious conversation about it, and he was in agreement and said, yes, you're right, that should be the case. And then since that time, he has not followed through with that whatsoever. And so over the last month, I just find myself, you know, very, very frustrated with it.
Okay. All right, look, I think there are two ways to approach this. And one is not going to be acceptable to you, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you just because for the sake of logic, which is to make it his problem and just walk away from it. Clearly, that's not going to work for you. Let me just ask you, are your parents together?
They are.
Okay. And are his parents together?
They are. And I think where some of this bleeds over for me is that I find myself thinking, even though this is a very specific situation, I find myself thinking about us in that, I don't feel good about this. And so, you know, would this be similar to something with children that we have?
Yeah, no, I got it. I really am a psychologist. Okay, so here's what I would suggest. Because the first option is just not going to work for you. I mean, it makes some logical sense, but it's not going to work. So the second, because you don't want to become the nag in this, because that's going to undermine your marriage almost as much as your frustration with him and your disappointment in him. And he's sort of aware of it as well. Let me suggest that, and again, this is a two-pronged approach. Instead of saying to him, look, you're this kid's dad, what if you said to him, because I don't think he knows how to do this, and part of it is for men, that whole notion of becoming a father means that they're going to become their own father, and I think most men view themselves as kind of stud muffins and frat boys and jocks and whatever, until they have children, and quite often, even then, they resist it. You can see that some of your friends' husbands all of a sudden start hanging out with the guys, or grow a mustache, or get a Corvette, or buy a motorcycle, because they really feel that they're going to become their fathers. So they become Peter Pan for a while. And my guess is whether your husband is consciously dealing with that or not. Look, the two of you have this kind of sexy, cool relationship. You've been together. You don't have kids. You can do whatever you want. And the idea of, and I'm sure he feels a certain amount of guilt about this, and a certain amount of, of Peter Pan. So instead of saying, look, you're this kid's dad, what I would say is, how about if you viewed this kid as that you're his big brother, and that what you're going to do is give him kind of coaching lessons. Does your husband have any brothers?
No.
Great. Does he have sisters?
One.
Okay. Older or younger?
Older.
Okay. So maybe being a big brother is really appealing to him because it means he's in a position of relative power, but not much responsibility. Because I think it's the responsibility that's sort of consciously or unconsciously weighing him down. If I do this, what does that mean? And should I do more? And, you know, no matter how much I am, I'm not with the kids. So how much of a father can I be? And so what if we just take the F word off the table and he gets to be a big brother? And big brother calls him, you know, once a week on Saturday. And just checks in with him, asks about, you know, whatever he wants to talk with him about, gives him advice about girls or whatever. Because the role of big brother may be significantly easier and less weighty than that of father, number one. Number two, that you combine it with a reward on your part. Of if you'll do this once a week, then on Saturday morning I will walk, you know, I will leave the house so you can do it privately. I trust you, and when we come back, I'll bring you donuts, and we'll have wild sex or something, so that it becomes, first of all, less onerous for him. Second of all, it's scheduled, and your schedule reinforces it. And third of all, that there's a reward for him in it.
Okay.
Because you then move from the role of nag to the role of kind of co-conspirator and kind of giggly, kind of silly, whatever.
Okay. I like that. I appreciate the suggestion. I just have one more question, if that's okay.
Sure. Sure.
So you're exactly right. That's where I'm at. I'm at nag. And I like the idea of, you know, a schedule in that I can kind of be helpful in that, like you said, okay, I'm going to do this. We have this time set aside for you to do this. When he has a rebuttal, you know, in terms of this isn't a good time or if there's something there.
Fine. I would say fine. What time works for you?
Okay.
Yeah, no, the idea is the more inclusive he is, or you can even present it as, look, I have this idea, and I was thinking that Saturday morning, you know, that you tend to like to stay in bed. I'll bring you the phone, I'll bring you a cup of coffee, I'll go out and get bagels. We come back, after you've talked with your kid, we'll have wild sex, and all you have to do is be the big brother.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Let me know if it works.
Right? All right, well,
you know, bagels, donuts, English muffins, whatever you want. All right?
Gotcha.
Fair enough. 855-993-7569. Diane, thanks for being patient with me. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to respond back for your caller with the mom with dementia. I lost my mom at 76. She had 9 years. That she was, you know, not there. But the last year, you are so right. She really had forgotten everything. Yeah. And she was just smiling all the time. She would enjoy seeing people, even though she had no idea who they were. She would just smile. One thing that she did really respond to was music from the older era, Dean
yeah.
Martin. And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, just old-time music. She really enjoyed listening to that. And that always seemed to calm her down if she was having kind of a little spell. It just... kind of
well, terrific. Yeah, I think it is a fairly well documented phenomenon that you know it's the transitions that are hard for all of us. That's why teenagers are so difficult. And when you sort of remember who you were, but you don't remember exactly what you're remembering, is the most frustrating time and the most anger provoking time and the most paranoid time. And when you when you don't remember what you don't remember, then I think it's a much calmer, smoother sailing. But I'm so delighted, number one, that you called about that, but also to remind people that there was that wonderful documentary and this fairly, again, well documented phenomenon of people really being able to access, because we know that music accesses a completely different part of the brain, but it has to be meaningful music. So I actually got, I said to my mom, you know, who's your favorite singer? And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, what about Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra? I said, oh, I love Frank Sinatra. So I actually got one of my nieces, who's my little computer guru, I got the iPad or the iPod for her and put that music on for her. And it really can be both entertaining and calming and a great idea.
Yep.
So, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-3-7569. If you've got something on your mind you want to chat with me about, it's a great time to give me a holler, 855-99-3-7569. All righty. So, how about another email? I just don't want to get behind on those.
This is an email from Rhonda. Rhonda says, Dr. Joy, I saw you featured on the Being Mary Jane show.
Yeah.
And wanted an expounded take on your modified Johari window exercise. Would you please explain further how I can utilize the exercise to self-evaluate and make positive changes in my life and relationships? Can you cite any resources like books or websites, etc., where I can get more information on how to best understand and use the Johari window? Thanks for your help.
Sure. All right. So for those of you who didn't see the show, which is perfectly okay, we don't take demerits for it. The idea being that this was a system that was done, I think, in the 60s or something, by these two guys, and they basically just used their first names to talk about the idea that there is a difference between how we see ourselves and how others see us, and what we show to ourselves and what others and what we show to others. And the idea being, we used it for the program because it was something that they were very interested in doing. But you don't have to be basically that complicated about it. I mean, it's a difference between how you see yourself and how other people see you, and where we run into trouble about that, where we show ourselves what we try and hide from people, what we try and hide from ourselves. And so, pardon? So the idea is to be more aware of who we are and how we look at things rather than Johari window. You can Google it. But basically, I mean, how we talked about it on the show it's a little, to be quite honest, I probably would have done it a slightly differently, but that's how the writers wanted to do it. And we actually modified it from what they were talking about. But you don't have to make it quite so complicated. It's perfectly okay, for example, just say, all right, how do I present myself to other people? What is it that I want people to think about me? What is it that my friends see about me that I don't see about myself? All right, I'll tell you what, give me a call, and that's probably the easiest way for me to help you with it. All right, 855-99-375-69. Laura, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well today. How might I help you, Laura?
My problem is I've had a friendship with friends for, I guess, 20 years.
Okay.
And now it seems that there's just been too much turbulence and too much judging, and I've decided, my husband and I both, that the friendship is over. I'm quite happy to end it. Now, how's the proper way to go about that?
Tell me a little bit about why we're ending this.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it just occurred to me through email, the anger that they've felt for me and how I'm being judged by everything I'm doing. Like, we can't talk about, just food, just friends, just like trust. Like, I don't know. It's just,
was there an event that sort of, triggered this as far as you're concerned?
A few years back we were, vacationing together and, oh my goodness, long story short, we were going to come back the next year, and so they didn't want to rent this certain condominium, so we rented it, only to find out it was a miscommunication between the two of them, so they were hurt that we rented it without them, so we said, okay, you can have it, whatever, we moved on. So we probably never ever really got over that. It's kind of been up and down since then. And then just getting together, it's just, the last time it was like, I made a comment and then he just blew up at me and then I left and then we've been through email and then it's like, I just feel like he's, they're just picking or judging on everything we do. Basically, I don't know, does that help you any?
Oh, a little bit. What if you said to them essentially what you said to me, which is, it seems to me that somehow we've run afoul of you, that, and I don't know if it was the issue a couple of years ago, but is there something we can do to rectify this? What if you said that? Because if nothing else, it gets you out of the position of having to them dumping you might at this moment feel better than you dumping them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Because, look, what you're asking is how do we extricate ourselves from this? The answer may be, well, let them extricate themselves, because that means that you're in a position that may feel a little more comfortable to you.
Here's my next question. Now, I have a wedding coming up for, you know, their daughter.
Yeah.
And I received the invitation for the shower.
Now, well, it sounds like they're not as mad at you as you may be at them, because she wouldn't have invited you to the shower, the wedding. Because it would have been easy to not invite you, right?
Right. Okay.
Listen, let me look at this, help you look at this with a couple of, because it seemed to me that your question was, how do we get out of this without feeling like a complete creep? And I'm saying, well, all right, what if the issue was what if the issue was either trying to reconcile or having them dump you so you're not feeling like a creep? I mean, the question is it more important to you to get out, or is it more important to you to not be a creep? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Okay. So if the issue is, look, all I want is out. You know, I just want out of this. Then what you do is just, I suppose you say, thank you, we're going to be out of town.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to get out of it with, basically just get out of it, then, as I said, you just sort of RSVP and say, okay, I'm done. If what you're trying to do is it's not necessarily feel like a creep about this, but just sort of see if there's any possibility of reconciling, then I think what you can do is just say, is there something we can do? Things don't seem to have been as positive as possible. Is there something we can do to make it up? Or, I was delighted to get an invitation to the shower. I would love to talk with you and see if we can figure out something that makes both of us happier. I mean, whatever you want, some kind of overture.
Yeah.
Do you hear what? Because doesn't sound to me that they're as done with you as you are with them.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, the question is at this moment, and if you'd like, I can put you on hold, but you don't have to, which is, do I really want to be out of this, or do I want... Look, one is the getting out. One is getting out without feeling awful, and one is seeing if there's not some way to reconcile. Why don't I put you on hold for a minute? You decide which of those three of those, okay?
Okay.
855-99-DR-JOY. Be right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Laura, who's got not an uncommon problem. It's not a comfortable problem, but it's not an uncommon problem. Of some friends that she's had for a while, and they had kind of a problem. They had kind of a falling out. And she's saying, okay, I'm done. But it turns out that upon closer reflection that her friends aren't as done with her as she is with them, which doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily mean that she has to give up her sense of okay, but it means it's worth looking at, because if what she's really saying is they're mad at me, so I'm going to be mad at them, then you need to look and make sure that's where you want to be. And because she got invited to daughter's not only wedding but shower, it sounds like her friends are not, you know, that there's, if not an olive branch, at least not being furious with her. So the question is, what do you want to do? Do you want to reconcile? do you want to do you want to be out of this independent of where they are on it, or do you want to sort of, well, I suppose those are the two options. Do you want to see if there's something you can do in this relationship, or do you want out completely? And it really is at this moment it's up to you, because it sounds like if we're up to her, she's not over it. She's not. She may not be feeling as warm and fuzzy as she once was, which may mean that there is some work that either or both of you want to do here. But it doesn't sound like she's done.
Right.
So I said, all right, so think about what you want at this moment, because it'll determine where we go from here.
What I want, I definitely want out. Like there's
okay.
A lot.
If you want out, then I think what you do is send a note to, is she the one who's who's hosting the
yes.
Okay. Then all right. So there are two ways of doing it. One is you could just say, under the circumstances, this seems to me to be needlessly difficult for both of us.
Okay.
Which is a way of saying, come on, you know, what are we really talking about here? And she may get in touch. If not, I think what you do is just if you don't want to have any discussion, which is hard. I mean, it's hard. You can hear as a psychologist, it's hard for me to say, okay, cut him off completely.
Yeah,
but I mean, so one is just sending back a note saying thank you for your gracious invitation, but it sounds like under the circumstances, this might be needlessly uncomfortable for both of us at a time where you want to focus on your daughter.
Right.
So
yeah.
And that's certainly a possibility. One is just to send back an RSVP saying that Laura and respectfully declines your invitation. We're going to and just say just declines, because you have. I mean, it's rude not to RSVP one way or the other.
Right. Right.
Without any explanation, which is clearly a different statement than saying, look, let's face this. We're not feeling very friendly to one another, and if you want to reconcile, then you pick up the phone and talk with me. You don't just send an invitation. And you don't have to say that. You could just say, under the circumstances, I don't want to divert from what I'm sure will be a very happy event for you and your daughter. We respectfully decline, or whatever. Or you could just respectfully decline. It's not within my abilities to tell you to just ignore it.
No,
I suppose
no,
you could.
No.
But you don't want to do that.
Okay, that's perfect. That's
alrighty?
Yes,
all right.
Thank you so much.
But understand that I don't think she's as done as you are.
Okay.
She may have been hurt, but she's not as much done. And that may, you know, that may modify. And because you say it now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to lock you into it and come in and shake my finger at you if you decide that you want to do some reconciliation here and say, well, but you told me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are times where we can cut people a little slack. As you know, the old Brownie Scout thing of make new friends but keep the old, one silver and the other's gold. And new friends are much easier to keep because
yes.
we don't know them very well.
True.
And old friends, we have much more of a history. But in the long run, that history is both treacherous because we can remember real and imagined slights, but it also is valuable because they knew us and that we've been through the wars together, and there is something about people who know us when. So, I mean, you now have the way to deal with it on whatever you decide going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're most
welcome. Have a great day. Thanks.
855-993-7569. I mean, friendships are difficult. They're difficult under any circumstances, and adult friendships are you know, I mean, it's one of those things, because when we're kids, first of all, I think we misconstrue the concept of friendship, that we feel just because we have stuff in common that we're friends. And there's a difference between an acquaintance and a friendship. There's that somebody that you're in third grade with and you both like yellow crayons and French fries and Billy. I mean, that may be the basis for a long-term, lifelong friendship, but it may not, because you're in the same, you know, you're in the same situation. You both worry about your parents and Billy and whether Britney's going to put out a new record and whether Justin is really back with that terrible woman or not. I mean, you know, so it's very easy to call communality friendship because we don't know any better. And as we begin, and, you know, 13-year-old girls, I mean, I think to a certain extent, women have this lifelong longing, I think that actually sense makes some sense. It just doesn't sound like it does.
Say that five times fast.
Lifetime what?
Lifelong longing. Say that about five times fast.
Life Yeah, but it is a lifelong longing. I mean, there are different words of longing, but it does sound a little weird, doesn't it? How about it's not lifetime longing? Whatever. I distract myself by my own poor grammar. The idea being that when we're 13, we have everything in common. And so we feel not that she's my best friend, but that she is me. And then it's because our egos, our sense of self is so runny at that moment and so much based on communality and so new and limited that it's very easy to feel we're exactly the same as somebody else. And, you know, we dress the same and we have the same hairstyle and we like the same music and we both like soup. Ooh. And to a certain extent, we spend the rest of our life trying to reimagine and recreate that same sense of closeness, which will probably never happen again, except at the very end of our life, for exactly the same reason, that we have so much in common and the stuff that we didn't have in common has dropped away, whether that's children or husbands or careers or whatever, and we become similar again, and so we feel quite often close again. It's the time in between that gets a little tricky, and so what we probably need to do is appreciate and be grateful and cherish that which in someone else is wonderful for us and that which they like about us, and not expect them to be the same person that we wanted them to be when we were 13, because we had so much in common then and there was so little discrepancy between who we were and we were still becoming. But once you have political beliefs, once you have energy differences, once you have income differences, once you have career differences, once you have children differences, or somebody likes cats and somebody likes dogs, or somebody likes one's husband and somebody doesn't have a husband, I mean, it gets much more complicated. And so the idea of one friend, one best friend, becomes less so. And when you get couples involved, when you're talking about four people as opposed to two, the problems become geometric, not arithmetic. They just get huge. So the point is to choose and like people and hold people dear for what they are, not for what they're not, right? Because otherwise what we're going to do is find ourselves going through friends like Kleenex, right? Throw that one away. That one, you know, let me down on this one. And just accept who they are, which may be limited friendships, and it may be that we have to scale down our expectations. You hear me all the time talk about how incredibly dangerous expectations are, because they say huge amounts about us and nothing about the other person. And quite often they're not even communicated until they're thwarted, one of my favorite words. And then we say, well, I can't believe you did that, or, you know, how could you have, or whatever. So you hear me, every fiber of my little being, saying, are you sure you really want to dump this person? And clearly Laura was fairly convinced she did. But at least she has options if she decides to back off that stance a little bit, as do we all right? And again, sort of appreciating somebody for who they are, not who we want them to be or who we expected them to be or who we wish they were, because we're going to spend an awful lot of time being disappointed at people if we do that, and feeling lonelier than we have to be and feeling sadder than we have to be. So, all right, 855-99-3756-9. As you can hear, that the combination of friendship, that we know that people who have friends, who have that circle of acquaintances, and I'm not trying to use the words in exchange or interchangeably, but the idea that we have social contact is quite often the difference between physical health as well as mental health. And we were talking earlier about the fact that gratitude actually does affect your immune system, and your immune system affects everything. And what you want to do is decrease your inflammatory response. They're deciding that the inflammatory response is responsible for all sorts of awful things all over your body, including heart attacks. And we already know about things like ulcers and depression and sleeplessness and all sorts of things like that. So, all right. The idea is appreciate somebody for who they are, not who they're not. All right. And you can keep looking. You don't have to sort of focus on one person. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Arthur, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi. I spoke to you in January. I'm 63, and I spoke to you because when my sister and I were in teens, we did a little fooling around.
Right.
And she died recently.
Right.
And I was bothered by what happened, but what could have happened.
Right.
Because I figured, I kept getting the vision that, the family splitting up and dividing two ways, or being totally rejected, stuff like that. Nothing seriously happened. Like, it was all fondling, and there was a mutual masturbation thing. But other than that, that was it. And for the worst that came out of it, she just didn't talk to me for about a year afterwards. But then after she died, I was thinking, well, something went wrong, and people drew conclusions and other things and all that kind of stuff. You suggested I write things, I write it down and review it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and then I wrote out all the other scenarios that may have been, including, you know, if she said no the first time, or if we, in the beginning, we were just supposed to get undressed together. There wasn't going to be any touching, but that happened on, like, the third time. So I drew up the scenario that just continue on with that, and then the ones where the family, you know, drew aside and didn't talk to people for years and years, and that's probably just going to get over with. So, although I've taken your advice and review it, and I'm not 100% happy with it, but I'm a lot better than what I was before.
Well, good.
I think even if, like, we did stay to the original plan and just get undressed, although I think I could accept that, I didn't think that would bother me.
Well, but Arthur, as you're finding out, sometimes thinking about worst-case scenario is, it's not comfortable, but it's better than thinking about boogeyman. I was thinking,
right.
And it sounds like, how old were the two of you at the time?
15 and 17.
And who was a 17-year-old?
She was.
Yeah. As we talked about several months ago, that being curious about the opposite sex is a very common phenomenon. And given the fact that you've got somebody basically right there, that you don't, it's a lot less scary in some ways than having to talk with a schoolmate about, gee, we take your clothes off. It's convenient and it's not scary. So it's not uncommon. But as you point out, to a certain extent, thinking about worst-case scenario may be less frightening than just allowing your mind to think what could have happened. But realistically, the incest taboo is a pretty strong part of every society, and while it varies greatly about who's okay and who's not okay, there's no such thing as a society that doesn't have some kind of taboo about who it's okay to have sex with. It doesn't talk about who it's okay to spy on, which is a whole lot of teenage movies, as I'm sure you're aware. It doesn't have rules about who it's not okay to sell tickets for your friends to look at. So there are all sorts of flirting with sexual behavior in families. But the taboo is pretty strong. So both of you clearly decided at some point that we're getting awfully close to a line that is not okay, that feels scary or uncomfortable or immoral or just plain wrong to either or both of us. So while I think there is some value in looking at worst case scenario, or not worst case so much as what would have happened, that it didn't happen, and it didn't happen for very specific reasons, is that both of you had some internal sense that it's naughty to do this. It might make our parents uncomfortable, but we're still clearly on the okay side of what's not okay and what is okay.
Yeah,
and
after
again,
2 months, she was done with that, so that put an end to doing anything with her. But then I took advantage of every chance that I get to expose myself to her.
Well, but again, that if this was something that she really wanted you to stop doing, she was older. She was wiser. She and her way of dealing with it was to understand that there was a bit of a temptation there. And so what she did was she just cut off any kind of conviviality with you at all. She stopped talking to you, which wasn't to say that she wasn't still curious, that she wasn't still titillated, but she understood that she had a bit more of a responsibility to you than you did to her, just because of the age difference. And maybe because she was female, because certainly for your generation, the notion that men were kind of out of control, sexual predators, and women were the ones who had to be the gatekeepers was pretty common. So as much as it was a mutual consensual kind of behavior, that at some point she decided that, okay, this far and no farther, and that you still tested the boundaries, but it was very clear that she could have probably, I mean, first of all, she did stop you, and second of all, that she did at some point not only forgive you, but sort of acknowledge that, okay, this is something we both did, but we're not going to do it anymore, and we're not even going to acknowledge that we did it anymore.
No, that was never spoken back to that.
Yeah. So hopefully, as you said, that this is something, it sounds like it's a secret you've kept for 50 years.
Yes.
And I would encourage you to continue to kind of explore it emotionally, not with your sort of grown-up mind as opposed to your 15-year-old spermy haze mind. And,
yeah,
you know, and if you want to, certainly talking with a therapist may be a useful idea or not, depending on how you feel about it. But as you can tell, just the simple exercise of thinking about it, what would have happened, what could have happened, why did it not happen, has been a comfort to you. So the next step is really up to you, whether this is something you want to continue to explore and find additional relief from it, whether you feel like you've done enough and so it's not so burdensome anymore, or whether you want to talk with a therapist about it and do a little more exploration with somebody else kind of holding your hand and seeing where else, what other things may sort of come to mind is completely up to you. But I'm glad you're feeling better about it and not quite so bedeviled.
After she put an end to it, whenever I showed up naked in front of her, like it was like she wouldn't acknowledge me at all.
Yeah. Well, she decided she put the line in the sand. And because you were the younger brother, not only the brother, but the younger brother, that she felt that you know, that's all she needed to do. She never told on you. She never never scolded you. She just said, okay, I'm not playing anymore. And she did it in a very gentle way. All right, so next step is really up to you, Arthur. I'm glad you called me back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.